为神做了很美好的工作。
Because their sons have done great work for God.
有时候我们常常想，我能够为教会做什么
？Sometimes we need to think, what can I do for the church?
哦，也没有恩赐。
Even though seems that we are not gifted.
好像很卑微，没有办法做什么。
It seems that there is nothing that we can contribute.
哦，但是有时候我们做圣工的地方，就是在我们的家庭里面。
But at times it is in our family that we do God's work.
每一个当父母的人，他大部分都有子女。
Almost every parent, we have our own children.
那教会就是一个家庭就是一个小的教会。
And our church, our family, it is like a small church.
所以做圣工常常是从自己的家庭开始。
So doing God's work begins from our own family.
宣道工作从我们的家开始。
And the evangelical work also begins in the family.
到底有多难？我们试试看自己家人就知道。
How difficult it is to carry out the work, we can try it with our family members.
如果我们能够把家人带来信主，有这个体验呢？那我们在往外去宣道，我们也会很有心得。
And so, if we have the experience of bringing our own family to church, then we will have much experience in bringing others.
那牧养工作
，and the work of pastoring,
就从自己家人开始。
Also begins with our own family.
那我们就知道要带领自己家人的信仰确实不简单。
So we realize that it is not easy to guide our family.
但是因为神是全能的，所以是绝对可能的。
But because God is Almighty, all things are possible.
人的努力加上神的同工是可能的。
With our effort and with God's co-working, it is entirely possible.
如果我们能够把自己的家庭信仰都牧养得很好。
If we can guide and the faith of our family to grow,
那我们要来教会做圣工，我们就很有心得，要怎么做
？Then we will know how to carry out the holy work in church.
所以有时候神要训练我们在教会里面服侍神，就先从在我们家庭里面来训练我们。
So in training to serve God in the church, it must begin with our family.
那这两个妇人他们做了很美好的工作。
And these two women, they done a great work.
因为他们为神栽培了美好的工人。
Because they brought up very good workers of God.
这也是做圣工。
And this in itself, it is a part of holy work.
所以虽然我们算不了什么，我们也可以为神做美好的工作。
So even though we, it appears that there is nothing we can do, but yet we can do much.
我们看出埃及记的第六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 6.
出埃及记第六章。
Exodus chapter 6.
第六章的二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20. Verse 20. Amram married his father's sister, Jacobed, who bore him Aaron and Moses.
这个地方说暗染娶了约基别为妻。
Here says that Amram married his father's sister, Jacobed.
然后他生了亚伦跟摩西。
And she bore him Aaron and Moses.
那我们常常记得很清楚亚伦跟摩西。
And Aaron and Moses, these are two figures that we all know.
但是如果约基别就可能很多人就不知道他的名字。
A few knew the name of their mother, Jacobed.
因为在整个旧约圣经里面只有两节提到这个名字。
Because her name was only mentioned twice in the Bible.
那我们看这个约基别他怎么在栽培这个摩西。
And we will study how Jacobed, how she cultivated Moses.
如果我们回到出埃及记第二章这个故事。
If we return to the story in chapter 2,
摩西其实是生在埃及地。
Moses was born in Egypt.
他是神的选民。
He was God's chosen.
所以在第二章第一节。
So in chapter 2, verse 1.
有一个利未人娶了利未的女子为妻。那第二节。
Verse 2.
那女人怀孕生了儿子就长他三个月。这个讲他的父母都是利未人。
Here it says that Moses' parents, they were both Levi.
但是他寄居在埃及地。
By the time they all live in Egypt.
那第一章里面有写摩西不是埃及王想要消灭以色列百姓。
Chapter 1 recorded how the Pharaoh wanted to extinguish all the Israelites.
所以凡是生男的都要把男的弄死。
And so any all the boy infants are to be killed.
那如果男婴都杀掉了，再过几十年呢？以色列人大概就亡种了。
So if all the baby boys are not allowed to live, and then the race will be extinguished.
所以这个女子生了儿子以后，就把他藏三个月。
So it said here in verse 2 that after she gave birth, she hid him for 3 months.
但小孩子越大，哭声越大，就藏不住了。
But it came to a point that the boy's cries, she could not hide him anymore.
所以第三节就把孩子放在箱子里，在河边的芦苇中。
So she got a papyrus basket for him and put him in the water.
结果后来就飘到被法老的女儿就捡到了。
And so the Pharaoh's daughter found him.
那第七节孩子的姐姐其实就是米利暗对法老的女儿说我去找一个奶妈给你。
Verse 7, the sister, the boy's sister, who is Miriam, told Pharaoh's daughter that I will find you a Hebrew woman to nurse her.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这法老女儿说可以同你就叫孩子的母亲来这个母亲就是约基别
and the girl went and got the baby's mother who was Jacobet
那这个约基别到底抚养摩西有多久
so how long did Jacobet raise Moses
我们看第十节
verse 10
孩子渐长妇人把他带到法老女儿那里就做了他的儿子他给孩子起名叫做摩西，意思我得把从他水里拉出来。
Verse 10 says, when the child grew older, she took him to the Pharaoh's daughter and became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
这样看起来这个约基别她是摩西的母亲后来在法老的女儿的面前她是当奶妈在照顾这个约基，在照顾摩西时间不是很长。
So Jacobet, even though she was Moses' mother, she nursed Moses, but later Moses became Pharaoh's daughter's son.
这个时间不是很长。
So the time was not very long.
但是虽然时间不是很长约基别对摩西的影响很深。
But even though it was only very short time, but yes, she had made a great impression on Moses.
那到底有多深
？So how deep is this impression?
这十一节说摩西长大了。
In verse 11, here says that.When Moses grew up,
出埃及记二章十一节
，Chapter 2 verse 11.
摩西长大。
Moses he grew up.
那在希伯来书里面，在描写摩西长大又多了一句话。
In Hebrew, it added one extra sentence.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn Hebrew 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的二十四节。
Verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿的儿子。
When Moses grew up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
所以这个摩西长大不只是肉体长大，摩西长大也是包括他的信仰长大。
So when Moses grew up, not only physically, but yet in regards to his spirituality.
所以这样看起来，约基别在栽培摩西不只是说养他身体胖胖的很健康。约基别知道这是机会把握每一天每一个时刻在栽培他的信仰。
So Jacob had not only raised Moses up physically so that he can grow and mature, but yet he realized that it is an opportunity for him to cultivate his faith and spirituality.
我们常常发现小孩子到了初中以后，你要开始教他已经很难了。
Realize that children at junior high, it is hard for them to teach them.
因为他已经开始有自己的想法。
Because they have their own opinions.
你要开始改变他，除非你要特别祷告，不然很难。
Without special prayer, it is very difficult to change them.
所以从出生一直到他本身还没有固定的思想之前呢，这一段是黄金时代。
So from their birth to about their junior high age, it is the golden period.
但是有时候我们看看很可惜，就是有的父母因为很忙，把电视当 babysitter。
So, but many parents use the television as the babysitter.
这个是很有效。
It is very effective.
你把买一些东西给他吃，然后电视开来看，他马上都不会缠你。
You turn on the TV, give him something to eat, they will not bother you.
但是问题是，这个电视到底给小孩子什么？
But what is the message that they receive from television?
这个是一个很大的问题。
And so this is a critical question.
那其实在这一段成长的时间，小孩子一直在模仿。
In this time of growth and maturity, the children, they learn to imitate.
所以这个父母如果把小孩子交给电视，这是一个极大的损失。
So by entrusting our children to television, this is a great loss.
因为这一段小孩子，这一段是黄金时代。你看约基别啊，栽培摩西。
So if you look at how Jacob raised Moses.
那摩西在王宫长大。
And later Moses, he grew up in the palace.
那二十五节说，哦，他不愿意享受最终之乐。
In verse 25, the Bible here says that he refused to enjoy the pleasures of sin.
哦，我们现在有哪一个小孩子不喜欢饭呢？
And fun is what we seek today.
我有一次在这个少林班问他说：“你知道人活着为什么？”我以为他们从来没有想过。
And so I one time in the children in the RE classes, I asked the children, "What do people live for today?"
哦，我一讲完就有一个举手。
And then somebody raised their hand.
做 for fun.
We live for fun.
他早就想通了。
They knew the answer from long ago.
哦，所以小孩子在哭，你拿一个电动玩具，拿一个什么啊 game 给他玩，他马上就安静了。
So if they are crying, if they are unhappy, you give them a toy and they will be satisfied.
但是这里讲啊，摩西长大了，他对这个享乐，特别是在罪里面的享乐，没有兴趣。
But yet Moses, he had no desires in the pleasures of sin.
为什么？
Why is that?
26
Verse 26.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
Because he regarded that he found a greater value in suffering for Christ than the treasures of Egypt.
他也不要钱。
He did not want money.
他想要为神来受苦。
But he wanted to suffer disgrace for Christ.
这个是一个信仰成长的表现。
So this is a sign of spiritual maturity.
因为信就是去追求那看不见的。
Because faith is to seek that which is unseen.
这个看不见的就是灵界里面。
That which is unseen is in the spiritual realm.
看不见的就是跟神有关系的。
That which is unseen it is related to God.
如果一个人信心长大了，
If our spirituality has matured,
他就会看重灵界的，看重属神的事情会超过物质界。
We will treasure the spiritual realm greater than the material world.
所以有时候我们常常发现，我们的小孩子到底信仰有没有长大？
So sometimes we think about whether or not our children are spiritually mature.
我们就看他对属灵的事情有没有兴趣。
So we would look at their desire for the spiritual world.
如果一讲到去露营，到哪里有饭啊，大家就很早就来。
When we talk about camping or fun activities, many can come early.
但是如果要讲到要祷告要做什么，没有人愿意来。
When it comes to prayers or church holy work, very few people are willing to come.
那我们就表示这个信仰还没有成长。
So it is a sign that we are not yet spiritually mature.
因此我们要把握我们在小的时候栽培我们的下一代。
So while they're still young, we need to seize the opportunity to train them and cultivate them.
这是一个机会，是他们在模仿的一个机会。
So this is the opportunity they have to learn from us.
那有时候我们的生活方式其实在间接在告诉我们的下一代我们的价值观。
So the way we live our life, our lifestyles, it is a way for us to teach our children what is valuable.
所以我们本身怎么生活，这个其实虽然我没有在讲话，下一代在看。
So our lifestyle, our values, even though we don't speak to them, they can sense it very clearly.
我们现在看生命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第六章。
Chapter 6.
后来神指示摩西要告诉以色列百姓。
God revealed through Moses to tell the Israelites.
就是要怎么来教导下一代。
How to teach and cultivate our next generation.
生命记第六章的第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4. Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第五节。
Verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
第六节。
Verse 6. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
第七节。
Verse 7, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up.
第八节。
Verse 8, tie them as a symbol on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. Verse 9, write them on your door frames, on your houses, and on your gates.
这一段圣经是希伯来文写的一首诗歌。
This was a poem written in Hebrew.
而且带有押韵。
And it has a rhyme.
很多很虔诚的希伯来人都会朗诵，会背的。
Many devout Hebrews and the Jews, they would read this poem.
那这一段圣经就是父母栽培下一代的一个方向。
This is the direction by which the Hebrew and Jewish parents teach their children.
所以最好教导我们下一代的书是什么？
What is the best book that we can use to read to our children?
不是我们在这个书店里面买的一些什么专家写的书。
It is not the books written by the specialists that we buy from the bookstores.
因为他不认识神，他能写什么？
They do not know God. What is it that they can teach us?
而且每个专家写的意见都不一样。
And every specialist, their books have different directions.
那我们要听谁？
So who should we listen?
最有效的、最好的教导我们下一代是圣经。
The most effective, the best book for our children is the Bible.
因为这是神的话。
Because this is the word of God.
我们下一代是神给我们的产业。
And our children is an inheritance from God.
所以神教导我们怎么教导我们下一代。
So how does God want us to teach our children?
第一个说以色列啊，你要听。
He says, O Israel, listen.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是对我们自己的身份要一个肯定，要一个自觉。
We need to recognize our own status, who we are.
我们是以属灵的以色列的。
We are the spiritual Israelites.
是神的选民。
We are God's chosen people.
这个是非常重要的一点。
This is the very important point.
这是最重要一个身份。
This is the most important status.
有时候我在美国看到好多的人，为了到美国哪一个身份，觉得真的很辛苦。
And to be able to gain the permanent residency of the United States, it is a very tough process.
有个弟兄在见证，他从墨西哥进来。
It was a brother. He said that he came in through the Mexican border.
然后再跨过那个可能现在的大而可怕的旷野吧。
And he had to pass through this vast desert.
在夏天，差一点点就渴死了。
And he almost starved or thirst to death.
那进来以后还要各种不同法律的程序。
And even after he entered the states, he had to go through a various process to gain his green card.
经过好几年的辛苦。
After several years of labor,
才拿到一个美国的居留权。
And he was able to gain the permanent residency.
其实美国不是天国。
But United States cannot be compared to heaven.
他来发现，来到这里才发现，哇，这个压力好大。
He only when he got here, he realized that the pressure of life.
工作也没有保障。
He has no security in his job.
那这里讲这个属灵的身份呢，是白白给我们。
But yet the spiritual status that we have, it is given to us freely.
那这个以色列人的身份是在告诉我们什么？
So what does it mean to be a spiritual Israelite?
我们来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 10.
十一章，希伯来。
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书的第十章，十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅的，是寄居的。这个地方讲，这些神的选民，他们知道自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Here this verse tells us that these God's chosen people, they realize that they are strangers and sojourners on this land.
寄居就是不是永远住下来。
To be a stranger, to be a sojourner means that it is not our permanent place to stay.
那我们有一个地方要去。
There's a place that we are to go.
是去哪里？
And where is this place?
十五节。
Verse 15.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。十六节。
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。
He says they long for a better country, the one in heaven.
所以，因为我们有这个身份，所以我们有个更美的盼望。
So because we have this, because we are the spiritual Israelites, we have a better hope in heaven.
我们来到美国不是美国梦。
We are here not to pursue the American dream.
是有一个更美的。
But we have a better hope.
到一个神所经营、所建造的城。
We are going to a city that God has built.
所以我们要看重我是属灵的选民，这个身份超过一切。
So we need to recognize that we are a spiritual chosen people of God.
所以有时候我们看到一些，小孩子为什么没有来安息日呢？父母带他去学中文。
And sometimes we see that the children cannot come attend Sabbath. Where do they go? They go to learn Chinese.
因为他看重自己这个肉体的身份。
Because they emphasize their worldly status more than spiritual.
但是其实属灵的身份更重要。
But our spiritual stature, it is even more important.
所以说，以色列啊，你要听。
So here says, O Israel, listen.
我们再回到第六章《生命记》。
So let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节的第二句话，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord God is the only God.
人生唯一的主宰是什么？
Who is the one and only hope in our life?
不是钱。
It is not money.
也不是成功。
It is not success.
也不是学问。
It is not education.
这个都很重要，不是最重要。
These are all important, but not the most important.
人生最重要的产业就是独一的主，就是天上的神。
The greatest inheritance we can have is the one and only God.
所以这个第二句话就是我们价值观要确定。
So we need to affirm our values.
我们要给我们下一代一个很正确的价值观。
We need to give our next generation a clear sense of value.
我们在地上是做客人。
That on this world we are just a visitor.
我们人生追求盼望是在天国。
Our ultimate hope is in heaven.
我们独一的主就是天上的神。
Our one and only Lord is our God in heaven.
有神你就有一切。
If we have God, we have all things.
有神的同在，你就不需要忧虑。
If we have God's abidance, there will be no worries in life.
如果我们的一生失去了神，你就失去了一切。
But if we lose God, we lose all hope.
包括一切的恩典，包括一切的永生。
Includes all grace and blessings and eternal life.
那这个价值观确定以后
，So once we are affirmed of our values,
生活就会改变了。
Now we will change our way of life.
那为什么我们生活很难改变？
Why is it that it is hard for us to change our lives?
因为我们的价值观没有改变。
Because we have not yet changed our values.
有时候为什么我们很难教导我们下一代？
Why is it hard for us to teach our next generation?
因为我们本身生活所反映的价值观，并不是跟圣经一样。
Because the way we live our lives, our values, is in conflict with the scriptures.
我们所看重的跟圣经所看重的不一样。
What we treasure, what we value is different from what the Bible teaches us.
所以这个第五节才说。
So in verse 5, here it says,
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength.
这是什么？
What does this mean?
这就是一种生活的榜样的教导。
This is a life of example.
用榜样的生活来教导我们下一代什么是生活最重要的。
To teach our next generation through our living example, what is the most important?
让他来模仿。
So that they can learn by example.
如果我们要我们的下一代来守安息日蒙福。
If we want our next generation to keep the Sabbath and to be blessed by God,
那我们就设一个榜样，每个安息日，不论什么事情发生，一定要守安息。
Then we must set the example of coming to the Sabbath every single week, no matter what.
然后他的头脑里面这个定型了，安息日就是要来敬拜神。
Then this will be ingrained and deeply imprinted in their mind that this is what we do on the Sabbath.
每一天在家里要祷告。
Every single day we pray at home.
那这样生活，再让我们下一代就定型了，他不论到哪里，每一天一定要祷告。
So that this has become a daily routine for them.
所以这里讲了，要用榜样来教导。
So through our living example, it is by which we teach our children.
那第七节
，verse seven，
要殷勤教训你的儿女，坐在家里，行在路上，都要谈论。
Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up.
就是要花时间跟我们下一代讨论信仰。
That is to spend time to talk about our faith, our belief with our children.
在家里，在外面跟他讨论信仰。
Whether at home, whether we go out.
所以这个真的是很重要。
So this is truly important.
我们要给我们的下一代很正面的引导。
We need to impress these teachings, these positive influence on our children.
有的下一代他为什么不来教会？
Why is it that people stop coming to church?
我就发现父母给下一代太多负面的事情。
Because parents, they give the children too much negative information.
把教会一些负面都回去讲，讲到最后，他讲，那我为什么要去教会？
If we talk about these negative things, there is no way for us, children to come to church.
我们要给下一代正面的引导。其实教会有很多的好人，有很多的好事。
We need to teach our children the positive about the church.
让他对教会有一个向心力。
So that they have a sense of belonging to the church.
那用神的话来教导他。
Use the word of God to teach them.
那在第八节。
Verse 8.
要系在你手上为记号，戴在额头上为经文，又贴在你的房屋门框上，就是创造属灵的生活环境。
And to tie them as a symbol in your hands and bind them on your foreheads, that is to create a spiritual learning environment.
我们的装饰啊，那我们听的音乐，我们的休闲活动，这个生活环境会影响我们下一代。
Our adornment, what we wear, the music that we listen to, all these will affect our.Children.
所以约基别能够把摩西带领，让他肉体长大，他的信仰也长大了，这是下相当多的功夫。
So Jacob was able to guide and raise Moses so that he can become spiritually strong. It requires a great deal of effort.
所以今天我们能够为神做的最大的圣功，就在我们家庭里面。
So the most important work we can do for God is in our family.
就是我们的下一代的信仰。
To raise and bring up our next generation.To be spiritually strong.
这是旧约圣经的一个母亲约基别。
And so Jacob, it is a leading example in the Old Testament.
好，我们先来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
想到你心里无畏的信，这个信是先在你外祖母罗以和你的母亲有尼基的心里，我深信也在你心里。
Verse 5, I have been reminded of your sincere faith which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
这是保罗写信给提摩太的。
Here Paul wrote to Timothy.
他说你心里有无畏的信心。
Of theHere Paul talked about the verse 5 of the sincere faith.
实实在在的信心。
The true and sincere faith.
那这个信心从哪里来？
And where does this sincere faith originate from?
从你的母亲有尼基来。
He says it is from your grandmother and your mother Eunice.
那你母亲的信心从哪里来？
And where does your mother's faith come from?
是在你外祖母罗以。
It is from your grandmother, Lois.
所以我们可以看到这个三代的信仰的传承。
So we can see the succession of our faith from three generations.
这个外祖母罗伊把他的无畏的信心传给母亲有尼基，然后再传给提摩太。
From the grandmother Lois, she passed on the sincere faith, to the mother Eunice, and then the mother passed it on to Timothy.
所以保罗要拣选这个提摩太，要把。这个工作教会的圣工交托给他。
So Paul at this time was about to entrust the church work to Timothy.
那提摩太有无畏的信心，这个从哪里来
？So where does Timothy's faith, his genuine faith, comes from?
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
十五节。
Verse 15.
第三章十五节。
Second Timothy 3:15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这个圣经使你因为信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Verse 15 here says that you have known the scriptures which are able to make you wise for the salvation.
这里讲他从小明白圣经。
And from his infancy he has known the holy scriptures.
那到底是怎么会明白？
How was he able to know the scriptures at his infant state?
这个是因为他母亲教他的。
It is because his mother taught him.
所以我们可以看到他们的家庭这个有尼基的家庭里面有这种宗教传承的功能。
So in the family of Eunice and Timothy, they have this religious passing on of religious faith.
我们现在常常把社会的模式搬到教会来。
We often use the model that we use in society and brought it to church.
我们在社会里面，我们的责任就是缴税。
In society, our duty is to pay taxes.
然后教育，这是政府的责任。
And education, we entrust that to the government.
那政府办得不好，下一次我们选其他的人来负责。
And if the government, if public education is not good, we find private education.
所以有的人就把这个观念带到教会来。
So people would bring this concept to church.
我的下一代信仰就是教会宗教教育的责任。
The faith of our next generation is the duty of religious education.
我的责任就是奉献。
And my responsibility is to teach, is to offer.
我奉献给钱给教会，那教会就去经营它，那都把我下一代教好。
Our education by offering money to church, the church has the funds to run RE and to teach the faith to our children.
这个想法是没有圣经根据的。
So this has no biblical basis.
圣经的根据是说要父母教导下一代。
For the message in the Bible is that as parents, we need to teach our children.
那这个教会的宗教教育是要补父母的不足。
And the work of the church is to supplement what the parents do.
不是要取代父母的责任。
It is not to take the place of the parents.
所以下一代的宗教这个信仰好不好，最重要的责任还是父母。
So the parents carry the greatest responsibility in cultivating the faith of our children.
所以这个提摩太从小有无畏的信心，这个罗伊啊，尤尼基从小就教他读圣经。
So Timothy, he had a sincere faith, and since his childhood, he has been taught to know the scriptures.
我记得大概十几年前，我们 Garden Group 推行家庭的祭坛。
About 10 some years ago, we have a family altar program.
就是每个家庭每一天啊，在家里读圣经一章，然后祷告15分钟。
That is every day we read the Bible for 15 minutes at home as a family and pray for 15 minutes.
那时候我也听过有一个家庭，他们读完圣经祷告的时候，一个小孩子就得圣灵。
And there was a testimony that one family, they after Bible reading and prayer, one of the children received Holy Spirit.
这个是值得我们推行的。
So this is worthy of our practice.
我们家庭里面有共同的一个属灵的活动。
In our family, we have a common spiritual activity.
一个礼拜或者固定啊，以自己家庭的聚会一次。
Once a week or once a day, we have a family service at home.
这是有尼基把信仰传给提摩太一个很重要的方法。
And so this is a good way how Eunice passed on the faith to Timothy.
我觉得这个提摩太啊，从小就有好名声啊。
So Timothy, he had a good reputation ever since young.
所以他有很好的品德。
He has good characters.
这个也是父母教导出来。
This is through the work of the parents.
那当然，我们可以看到提摩太他有受苦的心。
Timothy, he also had a spirit of willingness to suffer.
因为保罗在拣选马可。
When Paul chose Mark.
那马可后来到一半就溜走了。
And Mark, he left the ministry.
很辛苦。
Because the work was too hard.
他就跑走了。
And due to suffering, he left the ministry.
那后来保罗拣选提摩太。
Later, Paul chose Timothy.
提摩太的身体不是很好。
Timothy, he was not well physically.
但是他能够继续跟着保罗。
But yet, he was willing to continue to follow Paul.
这个表示他有吃苦的心。
It shows that he was willing to endure the suffering.
我们现在大部分家庭生活都很舒服。
If we look at generally our family, we live quite well to do.
我们不要怕我们的小孩子吃苦。
We should not worry and that our children will suffer.
不能吃苦的小孩子不能做大事。
Those who cannot suffer cannot do great things.
为神做大工要吃苦。
To do the work of God, we need to go through suffering.
所以如果我们能够让我们小孩子为神吃一点苦，做一些事情，这是好的。
It is good if the children is willing to suffer for the sake of doing God's work.
如果我们的小孩子愿意比别的小孩子在教会付更多的力量，那自带服侍神，这个是感谢神。
If our children can do more work and contribute more to the church work, we should thank God.
所以圣经有两个母亲。
So these two mothers are in the Bible.
一个是约基别。
One is Jacobet.
一个是尤尼基。
The other, Eunice.
他们其实做了大功。
They have done great work for God.
因为为神培养了重要的工人。
They cultivated workers of God.
我们再看看美国这一块土地。
If we look at the American, if we look at the United States,
还有很多未得之地。
There are many lands of opportunity.
教会有很多的圣工要做。
There is much work for us to do.
如果我们要开拓，工作做不完，50州。
There are 50 states in America.
那是工人在哪？
There is so much work to do, but the workers are few.
我们再看地方教会。
If we look at our local church,
这么多小孩子，我们需要有很成熟的宗教教育教员。
There are so many children. We need mature, spiritually mature RE teachers.
那这些工人都是从我们家庭栽培出来。
And these come out from each and every one of our families.
所以每一个人都可以跟这个约基别、尤尼基一样，为神做美好的工作。
So we can all learn from Jacobed, from Eunice, to do great, important work for God.
那个工作就在我们家庭里。
And that work begins from our own families.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
339.
339.
Garden Guru 的圣工来代祷。
Let's continue to pray for the holy work of our church.
我们大概有四五个月，我们就有下一次的灵恩布道会。
Next spirit convocation will arrive in about 4 or 5 months.
我们需要为这件事情来预备。
Let's begin to prepare for this work.
怎么很有系统来带领慕道朋友
？How to effectively bring true seekers?
还有。我们要不断为这些灵恩布道会来祷告。
So we need to continue to pray for this work.
求主耶稣能够带领同工。
May the Lord guide us and be with us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's only down pray.